اوكي. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم اما بعد، امام النووي رحمه الله تعالى continuing in the book of المراقبه, the examination and self observation here, قال: وعن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه, حديث number 65, وعن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه انه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: ان ثلاثه من بني اسرائيل ابرص واقرع واعمى. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu warda, he narrates that he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were three men among Bani Israel, so the generation from before us from Bani Israel, one leper, one bald, and one blind. And he says, قال أراد الله أن يبتليهم فبعث إليهم ملكا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he willed to test them. So he sent them an angel. And the angel here, of course, he came to them in a form of a human being. So an angel comes to them, and he tests them. Now, first of all, the Prophet ﷺ is narrating a story from Bani Israel. So where did the Prophet ﷺ get the knowledge for that story from? From Jibreel, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Bani Israel, from the past. But anything else is now falls under one of the three categories. The ulama, they classify what we call them, the Judeo-Christian tradition, or Israeliyat. It falls under one of three categories. Category one, the one that is approved by the Shara, because it's already mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And this is one of the examples. This is something the Prophet ﷺ, he narrates to us, so we believe it happened. Second category, in the Quran and the Sunnah, we have what denies that, or at least disapproves it. Like one example, when you read some story from Bani Israel, it speaks about the misbehavior of the Prophet and the Anbiya. We don't believe this is coming from the Anbiya, not at all. Because Allah says in the Quran, He chose the Anbiya from the best of the people. So it's not befitting them to behave like He's describing these stories. The third category, the neutral ones. There's nothing to confirm, nothing to deny in the deen, in the Sharia. And those are the ones, the ulama, they refer to when the Prophet ﷺ says, قَالْ وَحَدَّثُوا عَنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَرَى حَرَجٍ, which means it's okay to narrate the story of Bani Israel and there is no harm. As long as these are neutral, nothing that's to say yes or no about them. Some ulama, they mention, for example, the breed of the dog that was with the people of the cave. What kind of dog was it, for example? Or did it have a name? What was the name of that dog? So these things, there's nothing to confirm, nothing to deny. So we should be fine, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Continuing the story, so the angel comes to them. فَقَالَ So he first start with the leper. فَقَالَ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ, what is the most beloved thing to you? Like, what do you desire the most? فَقَالَ لَوْنٌ حَسَنٌ وَجِلْدٌ حَسَنٌ, because I would love to say, a nice color, a nice skin. Like that disease or that effect goes away. قَالَ وَاذْهَبُ عَنِ الَّذِي قَدَرَ النَّاسُ لِأَجْلِهِ, and I want that whatever people dislike about me because of that to be removed. قَالَ فَمَسَحَهُ, so the angels wiped over this man's head or over his body. فَذَهَبَ عَنْهُ قَدَرُهُ وَأُعْطِيَ لَوْنًا حَسَنًا, and that was removed and his skin was restored to the best you can think of. قَالَ فَأَيُّ الْمَالِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ, so that angel told him, what kind of money, what kind of wealth you desire the most? فَقَالَ الْإِبِلْ, his camels. فقال فأعطي ناقة عشرة, he was given a pregnant camel, you could say, ready to breed. فقال بارك الله لك فيها, may Allah put baraka in there for you. فأتى الأقرع, then he came to the bold one. قال أي شيء أحب إلي, what is the thing that you desire the most? فقال شعر حسن, good in your hair, and whatever that people dislike about my looks in this regard to go away. وَأَذْهَبُ عَنِّي الَّذِي تَقَدَّرَ النَّاسُ لِأَجْلِهِ فَمَسَحَهُ, so he wiped over his body. فَذَهَبَ عَنْهُ هَذَا, so all gone away, and Allah blessed him with beautiful hair. فَقَالَ أَيُّ الْمَالِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ, what type of wealth you like the most? He says cows, cattle. So he was given a cow as well, and she gave birth, and Allah put barakah in his wealth. He came to the blind, and he asked him the same thing, and the man said, I'd love to have to see, and at least being able to see around. And the angel wiped over him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restores his sight for him. And then he asked him, what type of wealth do you like the most? He said, sheep. And he was given that. He was given one that was able to produce, and from there, he started procreating and became that many. So for the first one, he had now a whole valley full of ibil, وَلِهَذَا وَادٍ مِنَ الْبَقَرِ, and this person had a valley full of cows and cattle, and the third one has a whole valley full of sheep. Sometime later, ثُمَّ أَتَى الْأَبْرَصِ, he came to the leper, فِي صُورَتِهِ وَهَيْئَتِهِ, like he was before. So the angel now coming to this man in a shape, in a form of a leper. And he came to him, فَقَالَ رَجْلٌ مِسْكِينَ قَدْ انْقَطَعَتْ بِيَ الْحِبَالُ فِي سَفَرِي فَلَا بَلَاغَ لِيَ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ بِكَ. He said to him, I'm a poor man. I have been stranded on the road for so long, and there is nothing I can survive off except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then your help. And then he asked him, he says, أَسْأَلُكَ بِالَّذِي أَعْطَاكَ اللَّوْنَ الْحَسَنَ وَالْجَدَ الْحَسَنَ وَالْمَالِ, I ask you by the one who gave you this beautiful skin, beautiful color, and this beautiful wealth. Can I have one camel? Just one camel, but which I can continue my travel and my journey. فَقَالَ الْحُقُوقُ كَثِيرًا, this man said, listen, I have so many obligations. I can't spare one camel. I have so many obligations to care for. فَقَالَ كَأَنِّي أَعْرِفُكَ, he said, I kind of like recognize you from before. Aren't you that person that once was like me? فَقَالَ لَهُ أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَبْرَصْ يَخْذُرُكَ النَّاسِ, people they hated you, they didn't like to be with you, around you because of that. فَقِيرًا فَأَعْطَاكَ اللَّهُ, and you were poor and Allah have given you so much. قَالَ إِنَّمَا وَرَدْتُ هَذَا كَابِرًا عَنْ كَابِرٍ, because what are you talking about? That's my wealth, that's generational wealth. I got it from my ancestors. Now he's denying even Allah's haqq subhanahu wa ta'ala of being grateful to him. فَقَالَ إِن كُنْتَ كَاذِبًا فَصَيَّرَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَى مَا كُنْتَ, he says, if you lied, I ask Allah to bring you back again to what you were before. قَالَ وَأَتَى الْأَقْرَعَ, he came to the bald man, and he said the same condition. And he asked him in the same way. فَقَالَ مِثْلَ ذَلَكَ, he said the same thing. No, that's my generation wealth. And he made the same dua against him, that if you're lying, then may Allah bring you back again to what you were before. And then he came to the blind man, فِي صُورَتِهِ وَهَيْئَتِهِ, the same way he was before. فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مِسْكِينٌ وَابْنُ سَبِيلٌ, I'm a poor man and on the road right now. If you can help me out, I need help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and then from you. أَسْأَلُكَ بِالَّذِي رَدَّ عَلَيْكَ بَصَرَكَ شَاء أَتَبَلَّغُ بِهَا فِي سَفَرِ, just one sheep, one lamb, that I can help me on the way. فَقَالَ الرَّجُلُ, so this man told him, كُنْتُ أَعْمَى فَرَدَّ اللَّهُ إِلَيَّ بَصَرِي, indeed, I was blind and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restored my sight for me. فَخُذْ مَا شِئْ وَدَعْ مَا شِئْ, go to this valley, take whatever you want, leave whatever you want, I don't care. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا أَجْهَدُكَ الْيَوْمَ بِشَيْءٍ أَخَدْتَهُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, I swear to God, whatever you take for the sake of Allah, take it. I'm not going to stop you. فَقَالَ الرَّجُلُ أَمْسِكْ مَالَكَ, he says, just hold on to your wealth. He told him, just keep your wealth in your hand. فَإِنَّمَا ابْتُلِيتُمْ, you've been tested. فَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْكَ وَسَخِطَ عَلَى صَاحِبَيْكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you, and Allah azza wa jalla, he is displeased with both of your companions. Hadith rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Now in this hadith there are so many lessons, ya jama'ah. So many lessons. But quickly here, in regards to the tests, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tests whomever he wills. You can't say, why these three people? Why not somebody else? Allah azza wa jalla yas'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yas'alun. You can't question Allah, and Allah is willing to question everybody, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And human beings are different. Some they can handle tests, some they cannot. Some they pass, and some they fail. And we have seen that some people, subhanAllah, they're very forgetful, quickly. Like they forgot what happened to them, what was there before. It wasn't too long ago. We also learn from the story that their situation was very popular. Like people knew about them. That's why he said, weren't you before like that? And he told the other man, he says, look, Allah is pleased with you. He is displeased with your companions, which means they knew each other. They knew what happened to another. So it was a very popular story at that time. But what is most important here in this story is what the chapter is for, al-muraqaba. Like, these people, when they were alone with this man who showed up to them in the form of a poor person and so on, they did not have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind when they answered him. That muraqaba wasn't there in that moment. Had they observed that clearly, and they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching and listening to them, they would have never lied. Because they would know. I mean, if I lie, I was. Allah will take that away from me. But unfortunately, in that moment, they were taken by their pride, blinded by that wealth, and they denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mah that he blessed them with. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them by taking it back from their hands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the wisdom of Ya Rabbil Alameen. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to bless us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal not to deprive us of His rahmah and mercy and blessing because of our mistakes. We ask Allah to forgive us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to give us from His fadl, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Yes. I cannot barely hear you, I'm sorry. Did this happen again after these people? Our ulama, they say, these type of tests and stories ended with Bani Israel. Like specifically they say in time of Musa alayhi salam. Like all the discussion happened to the nations before, ended there. So it never happened after that. So that's why we don't hear many of stories that would happen after, even the time of Isa alayhi salam. Wallahu ta'ala. Yes.
When angel appears as human, does he behave like a human or angel?
So when the angels come in the form of a human being, do they behave like humans or they still behave like angels? What we know is that they are capable of appearing like humans. That's what we see from this hadith. We know from Jibreel as well, from the seer of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do they behave like humans or like angels? They still have the power of the angels, but they are only in the shape of a human being. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam, he saw three humans came to him, or that's what he assumed, they were humans, right? They came like three humans. He brought them what? A whole cow to eat from. Even though they were in the form of a human being, they couldn't eat it. He looked at them, he saw their hands not touching it. And he was just, awjasa minhum khifa, he was kind of like scared. Like, well, what are these people? Who are they? They don't eat, so it's something different. He said, don't worry, we're the messenger of God, we're going to Lut. We're just on our way to Lut right now. So they did not eat. So even though they're human beings, but they still, they don't, you know, get hungry, sick, and so on. Wallahu a'lam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.